This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. We've got Josh Kendall, beat writer for The Athletic, joining us momentarily. And this hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. My mind is blank. What song is this?
I don't know.
Bo, do you know what song this is?
Hey, Bo.
Because I was like, what a great song.
Yeah, this is Poison.
Poison, Pop Dirty.
Yeah, so it's Poison. Yeah, I don't like Poison.
You know why I know this song? Because of Rock of Love.
Oh, dude.
No, this is in
a weird time of TV. That
Flavor
was
of Love. I Love New York.
Those were fun to watch.
I Love Money.
This was in a movie though. I want to say one of the like Hot Tub Time Machine or something like that.
What a crazy movie that was too.
I don't know. I just want to point out the fact, too, I just look behind you, jinx the weather. You're like, I hope we have weather like this. What just happened? Help! All of a sudden, it's overcast.
Well,
is it going to rain today?
No,
it's
not.
It's kind of, yeah, but.
Oh. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But this is good weather. Like, there's break in the clouds. The clouds are moving quickly. I mean, the last 4 days, since Sunday, right?
Yes.
This has been completely overcast, like no sun.
This is something I wanted to talk about today because I saw some back and forth. I actually got tagged by somebody on a tweet yesterday. I think you got tagged too. One of y'all did. And it was a video of the Falcons practicing indoors. And the question was, why aren't the Falcons practicing outdoors? They're playing outdoors this weekend. Like, and I think it said something about the organization being soft or whatever. And I was like, dude, look. I understand that there's blood in the water here, and I understand that we're all down on this organization, but just have a little bit of couth about you and go look at what the weather is supposed to be in Foxborough on Sunday. It's not supposed to – there's a 0% chance of rain. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be sunny and a little bit cold. Right? So you're better off just practicing inside if that's the case.
Partly cloudy now. A little bit of cloud. Just and when I say partly, like, you know, it used to just be the sun.
Not mostly.
Yeah. But now it's 53 instead of 52, so slightly warmer somehow. Dude, so there are things that bug me, as you guys know. One thing that bugs me is the guy who has a smart-ass comment for everything about an athlete of any sport and what they should be doing or how they should be doing it, right? Like, you know, hey, I'm over here at the Boys and Girls Club. Yeah, you should be practicing because you suck, all right? You didn't play very well last week. Or, hey, you know what? Here's out to dinner. Yeah, you should be studying your playbook. Or the, why are you not working out? Or, why are you practicing indoors when you play an outdoor sport? That, dude, it's just like, those are those people. And those are the they to me. That now you're dealing with the they. That you got, because you're literally doing what I do, different level because you're like, man, have some couth, like the weather. But it's like they're not doing it. That comment is not because they believe that or not, but they just want to hit low-hanging fruit, and that's all they do, and that's why they're they.
We're not going to go into the they conversation.
But that's who they are. That person is they. Yes, they are. Allie, tell
my point on this, Allie, is that's one person. That's like the person that writes the article is like, people are outraged over what Bo said this morning on the radio.
So it's like Let me ask you a question. You think that's the only person that feels that way?
No.
Okay, then.
Do I think it's less than 5%? Yeah.
Probably.
You think, how many people do you think one tweet represents?
That's a good question.
500,000.
Okay, that's ridiculous.
No,
I wouldn't even believe yourself.
I would tell you at least. I'll tell you 10,000. I think. Yeah.
Like, look, 10,000 Falcons fans.
Dude, here's a problem. For some reason, if I go to my For You on Twitter, it's obviously people I don't follow, but it's related stuff, right? And I get all these Falcons either fans or bloggers or whatever, podcasters, and it is the most. There are some of them that are pretty good, and then there's everybody else, and the sum is very few. And it is just the most ridiculous stuff that is, and you know it. I've showed you some of it.
But here's the problem of what you're talking about. First of all, only people that are angry are the ones tweeting about it.
But
if you're happy about what's going on, you're not tweeting.
Here's
and
the
also,
problem.
The angry ones are the people that want to wrap their arms around each other and go, yeah, and then they get the engagement, and then your algorithm starts switching your Twitter feed to that.
Here's the problem. That person puts a piece of misinformation out, and so because it validates the feelings of a lot of people because they want to be angry. They want to jump on whatever because they're already angry and they want to let it out, right? So they jump on that piece of information probably not knowing if it's true or not. And now you've got that person has engagement, you know, couple of hundred people or whatever that are all in on this piece of misinformation, and now they believe that their thought is validated. So, and that leads to the ridiculousness that we see out there.
So let me get this straight. You see the misinformation, and, you know, some people, they feel this calling towards things.
Yeah.
They feel a purpose.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know where you're going with this.
Is your mission in life to correct the misinformation?
He's like, this is what I do.
Not like it used to be. I used to go in, like I've told y'all, three years ago, had they lost that game, I'd have been angry and I would have probably tweeted something about how irritated I was about the game. And then what would have happened is someone would have taken some kind of, you know, liberty with it and said, well, you're just offending the team this or whatever. And I'd have been like, and then I would have gotten this back and forth, which would have created little branches, right? Like almost like a family tree of other arguments. And I would find myself in 15 arguments, not defending the team, but trying to say from what I know about the sport and what I've learned and what I and the people I talk to, what happened. But that's not and I've realized more than ever, and I'll still do it, don't get me wrong, but I realize more than I used to, it's not the moment. Because people don't want to know what happened. They want to feel validated.
They want a pound of flesh.
They want a pound of flesh, and they want the validation from that. And so I have stayed away from that. And hell, I did it week one. Had a guy tell me how we'd already lost the division after week one. Had we lost the division? I can tell you that it's a lot more likely at 3-4 than at 0-1. But we're behind the eight ball. We've lost the division because Tampa Bay beat us. And I said, well, really? We beat Tampa Bay twice last year. Guess who won the division? Tampa Bay.
I understand where you're coming from, Alice. Here's what I hate about this entire concept. And we don't have to go way down this road. But we're already there. So let's just do this.
I might as well go. I mean, I would just assume talk about how we marry the run game with the passing game again.
I agree with you. And I don't need to talk about J.D. Bertrand anymore and how we're going to replace Divine Diablo. We've done that, right?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here's what I'll say. This is what happens. Because what is the algorithm based off of in social media?
It's based off of
engagement.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's also what you click on. If you click on a tweet.
Which is engagement.
Sure. I think engagement is when you...
Okay, when you respond to it.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just say when you respond to it then, or when you click on it, whatever. And now all of a sudden, those tweets that have no business and have no basis in reality, you have now responded to.
Yeah.
And guess what? Everybody who's a Falcons fan now is looking at said tweet because you, the guy that talks on this microphone about the Falcons,
well, hold on,
have
I didn't
responded
always talk
to
on
it.
The microphone
and
when
now
I started
it's
this.
Grown legs out in the Twitterverse because you got in 15 arguments with the guy on Twitter. And now we got to now I have to see it in my feed. And I'm like, this guy's a freaking idiot. I don't want to talk. I don't want to see this guy. And now because Bo decided to be the one that has to stand up to misinformation out in the Twitterverse, now it's grown legs and it's attracted the other people.
Here's the problem. See, you've got a 1,000-foot view. I'm down there with the people. Hear me out. You played. It's different for you because you always knew you played football at the highest level you could ever play at. You played college football at, I'll say, the highest level you could ever play because you were a D1 player at an SEC school that won a freaking national title and you're an All-American. You grew up blocking out the noise in your early days.
Okay.
I was the moron 12 deep at a party at Kennesaw State arguing about why Michael Vick was one of the greatest athletes ever set on the NFL field. So forgive me if I'm still that guy. But I'll refrain, and I'm not yelling at Mike. Mike knows that. Like, but here's the deal. Let me tell you something, though. One thing is, you're right, and I realize that. But also, do you know the connections you make with interacting with fans? And you know this. But like, and I know you know this, Allie, because you've been in radio longer than me. But the reality is like, what if that guy doesn't know 92.9 exists? Well, now he might know that he wants the truth, that person, because I interact with as many female Falcons fans as I do male fans. But like, come, this is it. This is what we do. And at the end of the day, the only way I ever block anyone ever is if you make it extremely personal. But that's a good way to go about it.
I
only stop interacting is when you start name calling. That's it. I think there's the good thing about where we can be with social media, the good thing that can come from social media is we can all talk and it should be respectful. Mm-hmm. If you're disrespectful, I stop interacting with you. All right? That's it. I mute you. And I let you
Doesn't
talk.
Even take that from me.
I let you talk to yourself. But I will interact with you because we can. That's what the world should be. Conversations. And I think
agree.
It's good.
I think it's impossible on X or Twitter or social media in general for the most part because you have a limited amount of characters to not be snarky, and that's what drives me crazy because it's always like I got 240 characters. What is it now? 240?
280.
It's like I got 280 characters to sound like the smartest guy in the room. Like, how am I going to spend these 280? And that's usually the responses you see.
You can't text. You can't text mad, and you can't tweet mad, and you can't post. You have
can't
to
go to sleep mad.
You have to pull it back.
Allie's like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
I'm looking at tweets. We're like, oh, is that how the standings are determined? Oh, did you watch the game? Yeah, keep it respectful, Squid Billy.
That's respectful? I didn't say, well, you're about the dumbest person I've ever talked to on Twitter thinking that point differential matters at the end of the day. I didn't say that. I'm being sarcastic. I'm having fun.
We've all got our thing, and I appreciate that about you.
Look,
I really do.
I connect with the people, man. That's who I am, man.
Thank you. The first 6 months we used to do the show, I used to be like, hey, you need to stop doing that. And as we've grown through the show, now almost 3 years in, I just am like, that's what he does. You know what I mean? Sometimes for his own mental health, I'm like, you need to step away.
He has texted me before and said, dude, stop.
Stop.
But look, it's never personal. You know, the one thing that we will really lose the sight of is that we're sitting on Twitter talking as strangers, maybe arguing about our love, which is the Falcons or Georgia or whatever. I mean, life's pretty freaking good if that's what we can do with our free time.
Real quick, we all have different flavors of tweeting on X or Twitter, whatever you call it. I'm at Allie Mac Radio. Mike, you are?
At MP Johnson 79.
Dylan?
At _ Dylan Matthews.
Bo?
I believe at SquidBilly 929.
I almost fear letting him say it. just kidding. All right, that's going to do it for us. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mac, thanks for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to...
go tell your truth on Twitter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.